listening to the My Hair Ain't Nappy podcast, where I'll be giving valuable insight and thought-provoking perspectives about the connections between our hair and how we live our daily lives. I know that many of you have heard people talking about Jerry curls, pressing curls, high top fades and sporting waves, the best products for your hair and so much more. But what you haven't heard is how our hair can be a full reflection of what's going on in our hearts, what's going on in our minds, what's going on in our bodies, and what's going on in our souls. I'm your host, Darius Peace, and I'm excited to be your weekly guide on the journey to having better hair and a better life. One thing that I'm going to always do in this podcast is make sure that we showcase the parallels that exist between our hair and our everyday lives. And I have to remember to do that because sometimes I can get caught up in whatever the subject matter may be that goes beyond hair, but I gotta always remember to bring it back. So I'm just prefacing this conversation today with that. I gotta remember to bring it back. When I started to grow my hair out, I began to notice that the longer my hair got, the more I was growing as a person. So I started growing my hair out when I came off to college. Came to college in the 90s and decided that I wanted to grow my hair because when I was growing up, my parents wouldn't allow neither me nor my brothers to grow our hair out. And so all of the different hairstyles that came out in my lifetime, the Jerry curl, afros, braids, low haircuts, high top fades, waves, S curls, whatever was out there, I wanted it because I wanted to feel attractive. I wanted to feel like a model. I wanted to feel beautiful. I wanted to feel desired, all those things. I wanted to feel cool. And so all of that just led me to always desiring all these hairstyles, all these looks. And when I got to college, I got the freedom to be able to do that because my mama wasn't there. My daddy wasn't there. Nobody could say, oh, you don't need to grow your hair out. Your hair too nappy. You don't need to do that. I didn't have to worry about any of that. But the disappointment that I experienced was I thought that every girl that I knew could braid, could do something to hair, and none of the women who I knew could do anything to hair. So I had to take matters into my own hands. There was no YouTube at the time. There was no, the only resources that we had out there was going to the library to possibly check out books on whatever it was I wanted to learn. And there wasn't that either, especially on the topic of natural hair. So I took matters into my own hands with a bunch of trial and error sessions and learned how to do a lot of different things to my hair. So that's when I started growing my hair. But in the learning process of me growing my hair, I didn't even recognize that I was growing. I was growing in every part of my life. And I also began to notice that my clientele, as I was growing their hair and helping to transition their hair, they were growing too. Everybody was saying the same thing, like, I feel stronger as a person. I feel better as a person. I feel that I'm getting more, or I think that I'm getting more healing for whatever my issues or traumas or dramas or concerns may be. And so that was a very interesting parallel to experience, especially in my youth. This is during my 20s. But every year I still experience that. I'm still noticing that I'm growing as my hair is growing. And I'm also able to notice that with new clientele that I experience as we're transitioning them into a different look, a different style, away from a old style, they grow and they become more confident. They become more reassured. They become more articulate because they have more words to be able to use to describe themselves, even if it's something as simple as beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident. I am powerful. So that's the kind of growth that I've been experiencing. And as a hairstylist, more specifically speaking, a natural hairstylist, that growth has really been the inspiration for me focusing exclusively on the mastery of natural afro texture hairstyling. And one of the things that I noticed when I transitioned exclusively into focusing on natural hair was the conflict between natural hair and relaxed hair. And not just natural hair and relaxed hair, but the people who wore natural hair and the people who wore relaxed hair, the stylist who styled natural hair and the stylist who styled relaxed hair, magazine articles, just all this conflict. What's that all about? Conflict. So I want to talk about crack, creamy crack, and the parallel that exists between crack cocaine. We got two white substances that have plagued the black community in ways that in many cases are irreparable. So let's talk about it. I said that I noticed that I was growing as my hair was growing. And this particular subject matter is evidence of my growth. It's very sensitive subject matter. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm talking about my life and my family, and particularly my daddy. So the growth, I love my daddy. I honor my daddy. He has not been the best showcase of a man. And I ain't trying to sound all stereotype like, oh, another black man, his father wasn't there. And my daddy was there to the best of his capacity. And because of that, I honor him. Without him, there is no me. And my existence in the earth is an extension of him. So for that, the opportunity that I'm able to be on this podcast and talk about my life experience, the parallels that exist between our hair and our everyday lives, is because of him, partially. So I honor him for that. And I'll just close that part right there. That's my growth. That's my personal growth. That's my hair growth. That's my journey. My daddy has been a crackhead for over 40 years. It's been a long time. And that's something that has plagued me, my family, my community. It's impacted our lives in ways that have caused us to have to start all over again, meaning there's no inheritance of money. There's no inheritance of health wealth. There's no inheritance of security in ourselves and who we are because the guidance just was not there. So we've had to start over and figure out a lot of things on our own. So the crack, because my dad was a crackhead, has given me a lot of unfortunate experience with crack and its impact on our lives. And so as I was growing in my career as a hairstylist, people started calling the relaxer creamy crack. And I thought that was so funny. It's like the creamy crack, but they referred to it as creamy crack because it was addictive for a lot of people. Like, ooh, I got to have my perm. I can't go without my perm. Like, ooh, these roots growing out. I got to get this hair perm today. And without it, people would feel ugly. People would feel unpolished. They would feel less sophisticated, less prepared. And because they felt that way, which wasn't necessarily a truthful interpretation from outside of themselves, but that's what they thought for themselves. So the addiction, you know, came like, I gotta have it. You know, I can't even show my face without my hair being relaxed. You think I'm gonna grow my hair out and let it be nappy? No. So that's where the parallels come in for me. Like, okay, I started thinking about that, like crack, creamy crack. But then because I have experienced direct effects of crack in my life, I started to think about, let me think about this creamy crack addiction and this drug substance crack addiction that I don't have, but I've experienced the impact of it from my daddy. And I don't say dad, I say daddy because I got stuck at daddy, because when daddy left, he was still daddy. We didn't get a chance to grow and evolve into him being dad. So the little boy in me still says daddy. He didn't grow into that. And I'm okay with that. I know it sounds juvenile for many, but he's daddy because that's where we got locked in. And that's okay. I'll say that's where we got bonded, because I know that there's something really powerful for him, because it's lost time for him too when he hears me and my grown man baritone voice saying daddy. that does something for him, that does something for me. So I know that seems like it's off the subject, but it's connecting, y'all. I promise you it's connecting. So, but I would oftentimes think about the effects of the creamy crack on people, black women, black men, but also the crack cocaine epidemic that has plagued many families in the black community. We know that they both became popularized in the 1980s. There are a lot of people who would say that crack cocaine was planted into black communities because clearly in the most impoverished areas, we couldn't afford drugs like that. So they had to plant it in there and create a sales force, a street marketing platform so that it could get out there and do what it does. Well, same thing with relaxers. Now, relaxers have been around for a very long time, but they became more popular in the 1980s following the Jerry Curl. Once that got dogged out like it did with shows like Coming to America and Letting Your Soul Glow and wet stains on couches and wetting people's faces with hugs and stuff like that, it just dismissed the Jerry Curl and ushered the relaxer, also known as the perm, right on into people's lives. And they both started good. I remember asking my dad once, "Daddy, how did you even get on crack cocaine?" And the thing that I love about my dad is that he has never been one to showcase shame in conversing with me about this addiction, because we don't talk around it. We're not passive about it at all. We address it. And so he's a very cognizant addict. He knows that he's an addict. He knows that that's his vice. He knows what it's doing to him. So there's no unawareness. And I know what it's doing. And one of the strengths in our relationships, our relationship is that we're able to talk about it. And I like that because it gives me clarity and it helps me to be able to honor him. So I asked him, I was like, "Daddy, how'd you even get on this?" And he said that one day he was at work and decided to take a break and go on a lunch break with a friend of his. And so that friend took him over to a house party. And at the house party, there was drinks, there was food, and there was drugs. And he told me that he had done weed before marijuana. That's something that he had done in his teenage years, but he had never done anything stronger than that. Well, they had cocaine at this party or gathering or set or whatever you call it in the middle of the day. That's what's so crazy about it. But this is in the 80s. And he took one hit and he said it was good. He said he had never experienced a high like that. It was one of the best feelings of his life. And he needed that at that time because this is what he said. I ain't saying he needed. I am not advocating this by any means. But he said that he needed that because of the stresses of being a young husband and a young father and feeling overworked and feeling underpaid and overwhelmed and not being able to achieve enough. So this was a way for him to escape and get away from all of that. And although in his mind, you know, this sounded like, yeah, this is my reasoning behind it. This is my excuse. But for me, it's like, okay, you know, not knocking him for it because I asked for this response. I asked for this answer. I asked to know what got him on it. So I got that information. And, you know, years later, started doing, well, I was doing hair by this time, but just thinking more about the creamy crack. And how people start off good with that. You know, it starts off really good. I know my wife told me the first time she got a relaxer, she was a little girl. And one of the things that she loved about it was that it stretched her hair and it showcased her hair as very long and it was very bouncy and it moved and did all those beautiful things. So, and I've heard a lot of women say that, you know, it started off really good. Hair looked and felt healthy and preserved and shiny, all the things that people wanted. It looked more white. It looked more non-black. And it moved in a way that made you feel beautiful. It was good at the beginning, as it always is. And then the more you do it, the worse it becomes for you. The more you start to experience damage as a result of it. So let's talk about the parallels. I will start with the creamy crack. So with the creamy crack, yeah, your hair's all bouncing and behaving and good and laying down at the beginning. But the more we do it, as the years go by, that hair gets weaker. You'll notice, oh my gosh, at the beginning, my hair was all lush. It was thick. It was doing this. But the more I've done it, like my hair is getting weaker. It's getting thinner. My hair is being depleted of its natural strength. Anybody who knows the science behind what the relaxer is doing to the hair is breaking the bonds inside of every strand. It's addictive because you get so used to the hair laying down, or if the hair is not easy to run your fingers through like you're used to, then it's just like, oh no, I can't even allow that. I got to put it right back in. It's so high maintenance. You know, there are a lot of people who can't even go swimming or exercise or live a life that is healthy because they're bound by their hair or by the creamy crack in this regard, not able to vacation like, oh, I got to do another bad practice with my hair just to be able to go out of town or do something like that. So that's a limitation on the functionality. Permanent hair and scalp damage. There's been a lot of scalp damage. I mean, people are missing edges as a result of it. People are missing crowns of their head as a result of it. People have experienced severe burns to their scalp as a result of it. And even now, there is a lot of research being done out there about the links to cancer and fibroids and all of this stuff, because what? The FDA never approved relaxers as a marketable product anyway. But yet and still, we've used it and we've gotten addicted to it for so many decades now. Well, let's parallel that or connect that to crack cocaine. So same thing. At the beginning, it was good, according to what my daddy said. It was good, a high like no other. But what happened as a result? The more he did it, our family, like I was talking about how the hair got weak, our family got weak. We lost our strength because our head had been chopped off by crack cocaine. The bonds have been broken. I talked about how the relaxer depleted or broke the bonds inside of the hair. Well, this crack cocaine broke the bonds in our family, broke the bond between my mama and my daddy, broke the bond between me, my daddy, and my brothers. The addiction, I talked about the addiction that, you know, people have or had with the relaxer. Oh my gosh, I got to have it. Well, that's the same thing. A person who's addicted to crack or any kind of drug is, I got to have it in order for me to feel good, in order for me to feel like I can do something, like I can make it. I got to have it, the addiction. And then I talked about permanent hair damage. Well, let's talk about the permanent damage that occurs when daddy's gone or when mama's gone as a result of this crack cocaine in this regard. Overprocessing is one of the things that happens when the relaxer is applied too much or the creamy crack is applied too much. Well, overprocessing is synonymous to overdosing with the drug, and that's where the permanent damage can take place, i.e. death. And links to other internal damage, like I talked about, the links to fibroids. Well, when you talk about crack cocaine, there are a lot of links that we've experienced with people with crack cocaine. People having links to heart attacks, strokes, kidney failures, HIV and AIDS from the sharing of needles and stuff like that. Just permanent damage. And so I know a lot of people out there may look at this or listen to this and get offended, like, because I've been wearing a relaxer my whole life and my hair is healthy and my hair is this. But that sounds just like what a drug addict would say. I'm fine. I've been doing this for all this time. I'm still able to go to work. I'm still able to do this. I'm still able to do that. But that's spoken just like a true addict, knowing I've seen so many people experience thinning at their hair, I mean, like at the crown of their hair, nothing there. And now they have to depend on wigs or weaves or some type of covering to mask the damage that's been caused by the creamy crack. Well, that's the same thing that happens with the people who are experiencing damage with crack. I gotta put this on and put that on and do this and do that to mask the damage that's occurred in my life and in my family. We talking about it, y'all. But stay right there. We are not done with the podcast. Before we move on, we got to hear a word from our amazing sponsor. So we'll be right back.
Speakers, coaches, experts, and entrepreneurs, whether you're keynoting events, growing your business, or commanding the boardroom, you are highly skilled and accomplished at what you do. But something's missing. You don't have a cohesive brand to match your level of success. But not to worry, that's where we come in. We're Honeysuckle Lane Creative Co., and we create stunning visuals that capture the essence of your business and give you the online presence of your dreams. With a full suite of creative services, including photography, web design, graphic design, and marketing strategy, we make sure you're as extraordinary online as you are in your area of expertise. Ditch the DIY and work with an experienced team that gets results. Find us online at honeysucklelanecreative.com and on Instagram at honeysucklelane_creative. Let's bring your brilliance to life with an unforgettable brand.
And we're back. We talked about the problem with creamy crack and crack cocaine, but I want everybody to know that we don't have to get stuck in the problem, because there is, in my opinion, always a solution to every problem. I remember one of the most profound things that I ever heard was my godmother told me years ago. She said, many bad relationships are just an apology away from becoming good or better relationships. And that did something for me, because it showed me the power, one, of apologizing, but it also showed me or demonstrated to me that there is a such thing as recovery. We can recover. And I think that that's where our biggest strengths in life come in, when we're able to experience recovery in some way, shape, or form. So the damage that many people may have experienced with any form of crack, whether it's the creamy crack or whether it's the drug substance crack, there is recovery. But it requires a mindset shift. That's the thing that's, you know, pretty similar with both of them. You got to get your mind right to even come out of it, even recognizing it as a problem. That's a mental shift that has to take place. And there, once the mental shift is taking place, that's when we can realize, okay, there are resources out there that I can access to help me deal with or better manage this quote unquote problem that I have. And I put it in quotes, because many people experiencing these addictions don't even recognize or even call it or address it as a problem. So I'm putting that in quotes for that. But go and find help. If you're someone who is wanting to come out of the relaxer or come off of the creamy crack, there are hairstylists, there are experts like myself out there who can help usher you into a smooth transition, helping you to understand that there is a psychological transition that occurs when you're coming off of the creamy crack. You got to get used to seeing your hair as it really grows out of your head. You got to get used to a new mass of hair that may not be as thick or as lush as you're accustomed to. You need somebody to encourage you or celebrate you as you transition away from the creamy crack. Well, the same thing happens when you are coming off of crack cocaine or any type of drug for that matter. There are people out there, what do you call them? They're substance abuse counselors. Like substance abuse counselors who are, I'm going to call, parallel to hairstylists in this regard. And they have experience and expertise with helping people transition away from the harms of drug abuse. They let you know what type of treatments are out there. They're your accountability partners. They offer solutions to you. They give you access to whatever it is that you need so that you can start having a better experience with your natural life. I'm here to help you have a better experience with your natural hair by showcasing the parallels that exist between your hair and your life. And one of the things that caused us to even go into the relaxer anyway was trying to mask the shame of natural or quote unquote nappy hair. Well, I'm here to tell you, like I always will, you don't have to do that anymore. Why? Because your hair ain't nappy. And guess what? My hair ain't nappy either. Thank you for listening to the My Hair Ain't Nappy podcast. Reach out to us on social media. We're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, and we're on Facebook. All the platforms at the My Hair Ain't Nappy Podcast. We want to hear your own stories. Until next time, love you and love your hair.